Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's a big night for Hoosier baseball tonight as they welcome the number 2-ranked Louisville Cardinals to town for a 6 p.m. start at Bart Kaufman Field. Kids eat for free. There'll be an organ player. Big night as the Hoosiers wrap up their non-conference home schedule before taking the show on the road to Ohio State to wrap up the Big Ten schedule later in the week. Indiana will be without Big Ten Freshman of the Week tonight, Kyle Kruger. Why? Well, he did his work on Sunday afternoon. The right-hander from Jasper struck out 4, scattered 5 hits, and picked up his 3rd win of the year as he helped the Hoosiers win its 5th series in a row. The Louisville Cardinals come to town tonight, and they're going to present some serious challenges for Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers. The Cardinals pitch it great, they field it great, and they hit even better. Folks, Louisville isn't messing around. They've won 12 of the 16 games they've played against the top 50 in the RPI. The Hoosiers check in this week at number 33. On top of that, Louisville has won 15 in a row, including a 3-game sweep on the road at number 14 Clemson last weekend. The Hoosiers will have to find a way to neutralize Brendan McKay. He's only hitting 372 with 15 home runs as the Cardinals' first baseman. And on top of that, he's 8-3 with a 1.8 ERA. Craig Dedlow hit his 13th home run of the season on Sunday. That leads the team. Tony Butler had a big night, so the Hoosiers will rely on their 2 seniors to carry the offensive load as well. 6 o'clock is showtime on the Big Ten Network. Bart Kaufman Field, the Hoosiers, and Cardinals. Don't forget, the Reds return to the radio tonight. They take on the Cubs in Chicago. Bronson Arroyo gets the ball. He goes up against John Lackey. Marty Brenneman's pregame is 8 o'clock. It's the first of 3 in Chicago. The Reds are on the radio tonight on WGCL. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Usually we talk about hat tricks on the soccer field, but Dustin Carver's South Panthers boys golf team, they bagged their 3rd consecutive Conference Indiana Golf Championship Monday afternoon, and they did so in record-setting fashion. The number 6-ranked Panthers, they racked up a team total of 282 that destroyed the previous record of 294 set by Lawrence Central in 2012. They shot 2 under par as a team to hold off number 8 Columbus North, who finished 2nd. Tanner Shapiro, he led the way on Monday afternoon as his 5-under par 66 took home medalist honors, winning the individual title by 2 shots. The senior was fearless and confident as he knocked down putt after putt, kept the ball in play, and just kept his confidence rolling all day long. Joe Weiler, the senior, he shot 70. That was good enough for 3rd. Ben Lewis, his 72, was good for 6th place. And Brett Knorr rounded out the 4 Panthers, scoring in the top 8, his 74, T8. All 4 of those Panthers were named All-Conference Indiana. And sophomore Seth Kostranek, he rounded out the 5-man team. He finished T18th. Brian Muehlhaus's North Cougars, they put up a season-best 320. They were led by senior Sam Wise, who finished 12th. Junior Trey Wilson, he shared 14th, while sophomore Evan Todd was T20, and freshman Jace Day finished T24. Logan Vernon was the other scorer for the North Cougars. North and South, they'll tee it up this Thursday afternoon at the Bloomington Country Club in a dual meet. The Reds return to the radio tonight. They take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Marty Brenneman's pregame is 8 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.